There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen, Roberta Facinelli, Jennifer Horn, and Rich McFadden with Ken Kessler. We're here at your service to talk about what America... Well, if you're looking for a really sage radio program with information, conversation about events that are going on in the world, intelligent conversation, let me suggest a couple of radio programs you might want to listen to. Okay.
I can't think of any.
Yeah,
are there some?
I don't think so. No. Yeah, once in a while we touch on the border of intelligence here. As it applies to sanctuary cities, This whole thing came up last week. I don't know that anybody, I haven't in my circle, let me put it that way, and then you guys can tell me about your circle. I don't know that I've ever heard or had a conversation with anybody about so-called sanctuary cities. And yet with the shooting in San Francisco last week of this woman, the FBI gun, the guy who actually picked the gun up, somebody who'd been deported five times, and he keeps coming back to San Francisco because
he knows
he's safe there. How many other cities, Kenny and Jennifer, in California alone?
33.
There are 33 sanctuary cities.
Yes, although three of them, I think, try to say that they're not. They're disputing it. Montebello, Cypress have disputed it. Fresno disputes it. But yes, San Diego, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Jose, Santa Cruz, Sonoma, Wilmington, Long Beach, Linwood. I mean, a whole list.
Okay, so what does it mean to be a sanctuary city? What does that entail?
It means when you get in trouble and you go to jail and you're released, you can go right back out on the street. Typically, cities are supposed to deport once you get out of prison for something. So This means that these guys know they're up to criminal behavior. They know they're going to commit crimes and that they could be jailed. They don't want to have to deal with deportation, so they go do it in their sanctuary cities.
So you're talking specifically about illegal aliens here?
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, is that
the term generally applies to cities that do not allow municipal funds or resources to be used to enforce federal immigration laws, usually by not allowing the police or municipal employees to inquire about an individual's immigration status.
So this would be a formalized vote by a city council, it would seem, to say we will give harbor, will give support to those people who are here illegally. If I knew that was going on in my city, I'd refuse to pay my taxes and let them take me to court.
Is that the actual wording, or is this just a secondary what is happening because of the law?
It's a summary.
They passed the law for that reason, or it's just that they didn't want to spend funds, and this is
I think they think it's the right thing to do from who knows what the reasoning is. But I will tell you the hypocrisy with San Francisco is that Dianne Feinstein was mayor of San Francisco for many years, and she was part of this development of San Francisco as a sanctuary city. Now she's out in the last couple of days talking about how it's ridiculous. We have to get rid of these sanctuary cities. And there's a lot of hypocrisy now because people feel like they have blood on their hands with these politicians. Gavin Newsom is another one in San Francisco that has supported it. He was the former mayor. So there's, you know, you have these people going, okay, this is a great idea while we're trying to encourage these guys to come here and vote. But now, you know, oops, somebody dies, and now everybody's running the other way.
Wow, so, check this out, Doug.
Yeah.
The Center
I know
for
this is Richie's, but this is, ladies and gentlemen, let me just, if you're new to the program, this is how Richie pushes my buttons.
He gets excited.
He says, Doug, okay, go ahead. We got it.
The Center for Immigration Studies has a map of sanctuary cities in the United States.
Okay.
Now take a whack at how many sanctuary cities there are in the country.
Hundreds.
How many hundreds?
400?
200 cities.
200
counties
cities.
And or states.
And how many of them are in Massachusetts? As long as we...
The whole state of North Dakota.
There are some in Texas.
Really?
Yes, you would think there would
be. The whole
be
state of North
the
Dakota?
The whole state of North Dakota. Let me zoom in, and there's another one here.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah, yeah, that's a gimme.
Yeah.
Is it Rhode Island? Yeah, the whole state of Rhode Island.
The whole state of Rhode Island.
What kind of a silly place are we running here? What is it? It's basically
part
up yours to the world.
Here's part of the problem.
Or to our countrymen. Up yours.
Is that the federal government, these cities and municipalities arrest somebody, and then they put them in a jail cell and then apply for funds or whatever it is to the federal government. And they say, here, we got somebody for you because it's a federal offense, illegal immigration. And then the feds never do anything about it. So the cities and states, in part, are basically saying, well, I don't have the money to take care of this. So they go, all right, hands up, sanctuary city, I guess.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Wow.
This picture is so skewed and cockeyed. I was listening, Roberta, to Carly Fiorina last night talk about some of the practical sides of things that need to be fixed. Not that we haven't heard a lot of it before in Hope and Change and from lots of politicians. She and Trump have basically the same message, although hers is delivered in a way that people are actually going to pay attention to it. There's so many obvious things that seem wrong, and you go through them all. It sounded like a litany of some of the things that I've talked about in this program for years and years and years and years and years. And who's paying attention? Are we just should we not waste our time talking about them? Because nothing gets done. Why don't we just go on to something? I want to go back to something, as a matter of fact, that we were talking about before you arrived on the scene, Roberta.
Okay.
Story that I couched in sort of brackets. The story about a police officer who helped a mother of five. She has five children, teenagers down to being 2 years old, twins. Her husband was killed. She has no money, lost her house. Everybody's living in the car. She has nothing. So she goes into a Walmart, and she steals diapers and shoes and dresses and stuff and walks out, and she gets caught. So Walmart calls the police. The policeman shows up and feels sorry for these folks, so he brings the girls into the store, and he buys them shoes and a dress and things that they need. And so I'm musing about this, thinking how great is the policeman, when everybody else on the team here said, well, why didn't Walmart step up? Or what my question was, and I don't know whether you think I had the right spin on this or not, and none of you really said anything, but you may not have had time to, whether this is a lesson you're going to teach these five girls that the only way for you to survive is to be a thief. And how do you play it further ahead? How do you get them whatever they want in the future? And is it something that if we're not helping these people, we feel badly about it? excuse me, I'm sorry. Going backwards, how many children you have, this, you didn't plan on the husband dying, so you got to, give that a little bit of room. Did they have any insurance on the husband? Give me your tired, your poor huddled masses. I'm sort of thinking about that. But most people in this country don't plan ahead. Most people don't have any money. Most people work from week to week, don't they? Many people do, anyway. And so under this circumstance, what's the right... I'm kind of confused. I confuse myself.
Well,
what's the right approach?
Five kids living in a car is something for Child Protective Services. That's not a safe environment for a child.
Oh, well, but that's bringing the government into it. I'm tired of the government.
It's not the right environment for a child.
Well, why does it have to be the government? Why can't it be a
shelters?
Church or some... Yeah, go ahead, Jen.
Because, there are shelters that sit empty because people don't go to them and use them. And I live in an area where there's a lot of homeless people, and I have seen that there are shelters in the church in my area that will take these people in.
Yeah.
They sit open
Nobody's
night after
there.
Night.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, I think that would probably be the first thing I would think of if I were down and out. I mean, try to find some shelter where people can, where your kids can use a bathroom. I mean, it's really bizarre.
All right,
have
it is kind of bizarre. All right,
let's
table this because I want to get to this lady who's here to focus on what's going on in Pluto. Pluto readies for a close-up. NASA's working on the job. Dr. Lisa Hardaway will join us in a moment to tell us what to expect here on Good Day.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Dr. Lisa Hardaway joins us here on Good Day, program manager specializing in scientific instruments for Ball Aerospace and Technologies. She's waited 9 years to see the results of her work for the RALF instrument aboard the New Horizons mission to Pluto. RALF as in Alice and Ralph to the moon, right, Dr. Hardaway?
That's correct, Doug.
Yeah. So what was your role? Tell us what you did.
I was, for a while, most of the time, the lead systems engineer, lead designer for the RALF instrument.
What does that mean? What did you do? What did you come up with?
So it's kind of my role to make sure all the different systems work together and speak together and make sure the instrument as a whole is meeting the requirements of the mission.
RALF is the eyes of the mission?
Correct, yes.
And as such, is there a brain? This whole thing only weighs 24 pounds. So when you think about it, there's a brain, there are eyes. Is there an ear to this as well? Can we hear?
Not through the RALF instrument, but it does have a brain. It does have electronics associated with it. So once the eyes see what's going on, it filters all the information back to the brain, and the brain tells us what it's looking at.
All right, so this spacecraft is going to fly by this week, fly by Pluto, and see what? What are we going to see back?
Well, we don't completely know. That's partly why we're going. We expect to see a little bit about the ground geology, understand a little bit more about the atmospheric structure. And as we go past, we'll be slewing the spacecraft backwards so that we're taking images even as we leave the system.
So you helped develop, or you did develop, RALF's eyes and the brain. What did you do as a kid? What did you do for fun? I want to know how your brain develops into somebody who can figure this out.
I just always loved space and what's out there, and this is the perfect mission for me because we know so little about Pluto and Charon and all the other icy objects out there that we're going to be learning a lot of new information.
And what will we use that information for?
There'll be a lot of different things. First, just to explore the third section of the solar system where the icy worlds are, the Kuiper Belt. We're hoping that we'll find out a little bit more about our own Earth. It'll probably tell us a little bit how Earth was formed way back when.
How many moons does Pluto have?
As of right now, we know of five.
Five moons.
Five more.
How do moons come to be?
From a variety of different methods, one of the main ones is that the gravity of the planet or the object kind of sucks in another object, and then it goes into orbit around the first object. So part of what we're out there to find is if this is what happened or if maybe it was a piece of Pluto that broke off.
Mm-hmm. It really is amazing, the timing of this. This is information you get back in seconds, right? After the picture is taken, how long does it take for that info to be relayed back to your headquarters?
Well, it takes 4.5 hours for the data to get to Earth, and then from there it has to go through some post-processing. We just get the raw data, so it's kind of like developing the film.
That's amazing.
And then
how does it travel faster than light?
This spacecraft is about the size of a grand piano, and it was put on the largest rocket that the United States has, and we added 5 boosters to it, so it is flying pretty fast.
I mean, the information, though.
How does the information get back faster, as fast as it does? What sort of energy is in this 24-pound object to send it back this quickly?
Well, actually, that is going to come back to the spacecraft itself. It's got a fairly large antenna dish on it, and so that will send it all back.
It's fascinating. This week, amazing. New Horizons spacecraft going by Pluto. Thank you, Dr. Hardaway. Congratulations for having such a big brain. Good to have you here on Good Day.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
One Hit Wonder Time, 888-302-3684. Who is putting on the Ritz?
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types to wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper.
Man, I forgot this song. As soon as you hear it, it comes right back charging into your head. I can remember one song.
Without thinking of Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein.
This became the number one song in the country during this week in 1983. Indonesian-born singer-entertainer. You can call us now at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one hit wonder artist, and you will win a Sea Crane radio. We have a number of these, so if you think Sea Crane, this is a cool radio. They have cool, wonderful radios. So figure it out. 888-302-3684. Putting on the Ritz. Crank it up, Richie.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Somehow that's not the hit, folks.
No, but that's the one everyone remembers.
Of course it is. Right, yeah. Gene Wilder, by the way, didn't recognize that voice. Bum, ba 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 bum. This fellow began a theatrical career in Hamburg, Germany. 1975 was the year. In school, he also studied business management and interior design. He formed his first band in 1979, recorded Putting on the Ritz in 1981. It earned him a gold record for selling over 1 million copies. His second release, Singing in the Rain, was a giant flop. So he now lives in Germany and has refocused his career on television acting. Putting on the Ritz. So who is this?
Putting on the Ritz.
Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz. Putin on the Ritz. Ba 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 bum 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 bum. All right, let's find out where Janelle is. Hi, Janelle.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, where are you?
I'm in Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson! Have I ever spoken to you before?
But no, I tried a couple days ago, but I was, someone else answered first.
You are out. Aww. Well, now you're in. It's good that you are, the thing to do is be patient and persistent. Persistence pays, as I hope you realize. And so, Janelle, who is this?
I believe it's Taco.
Taco, as in Bell.
As in what we love in Tucson.
As in what?
As in what we love in Tucson.
As in what we love in Tucson.
Well, we love Taco Bell in Tucson. Yes, I suppose you probably do. All right. Taco is the answer. We're going to get your address, send you one of these Sea Crane radios. What's going on with you? Where are you off to at this hour of the morning?
Well, on my way to work. I start at 5 a.m. Yeah.
What sort of work do you do?
Well, you've heard of Chamberlain and LiftMaster garage door openers. I'm one of the trainers and
I have one of your garage door openers and the app that controls it. They're very good stuff.
What do you
app? Yeah.
You train people how to use it. You train people how to open and close the garage door.
I train the technicians how to assist people when they have questions or issues with them.
What question could you have about a garage door opener? This button makes it open, that button closes
it's
it.
Not quite that simple. You can get all kinds of fun stuff now, Doug, on your garage
really?
Door. I can open my garage door from sitting right here with an app on my phone.
Do it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And you're, what, you live 15 miles away?
Yeah.
Really?
Why would you want to do that?
It's Wi-Fi.
Guess you can.
One of the kids is locked out of the house, Dad. I can't get in. Boom.
All right, Janelle, hold on a second. We'll get your info. Thank you. Congratulations. Have a wonderful day at work. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Personal trainers, doggy daycare, hydrotherapy, pet massage, doggy camps and spas, play dates, even Pilates and yoga. Do our dogs need a time out from our overscheduling them like kids when all they want to do is chase their tail or sniff each other? You know, sometimes we do micromanage our pets, and it's a great idea. I think hydrotherapy, doggy daycare, personal trainers, massage, that's all great for your dog. But there are times that your dog just needs to be a dog. So one of the things I recommend and let people know is that all of the things that you're doing, you know, like soccer moms with their kids, they're fine and they're dandy, but sometimes it's a good idea to give your dog the opportunity just to hang out with other dogs and sniff each other, roll around on the ground, chase each other. Very often what happens, people tend to overtrain their dog, which is just as bad as undertraining. So it's okay to train your dog. It's okay to get him involved with different things, but make sure he has the opportunity every once in a while just to be a dog. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could say.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn join me for conversation and insight into what's going on. Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler are here to add to the trouble that we have every day of getting to the bottom of things. They are here to cut through the chaff, or cut through the wheat to the chaff, cut the mustard, cut the cheese, whatever it is that they do. 888-302-3684. The European leadership appears to be close on a debt deal for Greece. How many people really care at this point? Roberta, do you care?
Well, I care. Absolutely, I care.
Why do you care?
Well, my husband has a business in Germany that's tied to the euro. So, I mean, that's a definite reason to care. And also, I mean, I think it's just the stability, financial stability, you know, globally that you have to be looking at. So if Greece goes under, it could affect, could be a domino effect.
I don't want an interruption in my yogurt supply.
You don't what? Want what?
I do not want an interruption in my yogurt supply.
Yeah. Oh, Greek yogurt.
John Stamos is very worried.
Yeah.
In fact, he apparently drank himself right into rehab.
And very worried hitting the sauce.
Yeah. All right. El Chapo.
Yeah.
In the news today. How many people have remembered?
I just met him on Tinder.
Really? I don't. What is that?
His wife, right.
I don't have, you left me in the dust. I have the slightest idea what you're talking about.
Tinder's a dating site.
Oh, okay.
It's a dating app.
Right.
To hook up back. But I figure now you've got a prison.
You didn't meet El Chapo there. You met El Chipo there.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Many times.
Guzman. Guzman, considered the most notorious drug lord in the world, managed to slip away. There was a hole in a shower at the prison where he was being held.
There was a hole in the shower?
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Not the typical hole you'd find in the shower.
So he was naked when he escaped?
Apparently.
I think he was probably knew that there was a hole and he went in dressed.
There's a massive manhunt underway for him. Of course there is. Right. Yeah. A massive manhunt.
A hole in the shower.
Yeah, they dug a tunnel.
Yeah.
Right up.
Oh, okay.
Into the, under the prison.
To his brain.
And then
you
up
know,
right into his tunnel.
Those south of the border people can tunnel like nobody's business.
South of the border.
There was electricity.
Mexico,
there was all kinds. They said there was lighting in this tunnel. From what I understand, they also bought the Taco Bell.
So this was...
It was a walkthrough. You can't drive cars in there.
It was a Taco Bell drive-thru that went under the prison.
Unbelievable.
Why is it that we are in trouble?
This is so foolish. This, all of this hoopla about this guy, it's laughable. Because, like Americans, this is a headline today. Why would we give a damn about this guy? Or any of this sort of foolishness that goes on down there. There's so much corruption. The fact that other than it's a throwaway sort of story and it's something to laugh about and come up with this nonsensical stuff that we're coming up with, of what import or impact is it for you? There's no, without El Chapo, there's another guy, El Bimbo, and then after that there'll be El Rilo.
Bimbo is the bread company. Did you know that?
What? Who's the bread company?
Bimbo in Mexico.
Bimbo.
Bimbo bread.
Kind of like Bimbo bread, yeah.
Bimbo bread, really.
Yep.
How clever is that? I'm surprised there's not a Starbucks in there. It's someplace. El Chipo. A coalition of executives from some of the nation's largest companies, spearheaded by the CEO of Starbucks, Mr. Schultz, pledged to hire 100,000 young Americans who have thus far been shut out of the job market. It's called the 100,000 Opportunity Initiative. Starts today, aims to give a leg up to some of the 5.5 million Americans from the ages 16 to 24 who are not employed or not in school. Demographers and economists refer to the group as the disconnected youth. I refer to them as those who are they have been pushed aside, if you will, by the intolerable screw-ups in our educational system. These people are statistics that are created by the U.S. Department of Education. They're not a consequence. They're created by us allowing the feds to screw up, and I always use the bad word, Richie, the system that we have. This system is so broken. It's so bad. And yet, what do we do? We throw more money at it. We're foolish enough to let these clowns throw more money. Carly Fiorina said last night as I was watching this thing, and it really, this sort of sunk in with me because my children are educators.
I was watching C-SPAN last night.
I was watching C-SPAN. Well, Meredith was flipping through the channels, and we stopped because she didn't know anything about Carly Fiorina, and I really didn't either, other than she ran Hewlett-Packard, did a good job. But she's saying a lot of things that make a lot of sense.
Very smart.
And so maybe she's got something going for her. Who knows what it leads to down the road. But in terms of where we all are and how we're allowing this country to be so messed up every day of our lives, we just let it get deeper and deeper into a hole. And the education system is something that is so fraudulent. So now we have people who are running businesses say they will hire 100,000 people. Wouldn't they hire them anyway? I guess I'm wondering if there is a need. Are they just PRing it because they need these people anyway? Or is this something that's going to be added to those who are already there? And why would they have jobs for people if they don't need them? I guess I'm trying to figure out where are these jobs coming from? Why wouldn't they be hiring 100,000 people anyway?
That's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that they need 100,000
people. They hire
people.
Them, and then are they going to lay them off after they've worked for 6 months? What is the plan here? would be my question. And I think it's great, but I would like to think that somebody would go further into the story or into the information and dig down into
this
to see where it goes once you hire these people. Okay, so we've got them hired. Then what?
Check this out. Put this on your thinking cap.
How about I put my thinking cap on and think about this?
That would be probably better.
Starbucks no longer wants to have any full-time employees because of insurance costs and tax benefits.
Yeah, so under 39 hours a week.
So they cut everybody that's there back, add more part-timers, and then use it as a PR stunt to say, look what we're going to do, everyone.
Yeah. There you go.
Good for them.
You have so many people that are going to be impacted by this part-time labor thing, and that's why people misunderstood what Jeb Bush was saying, and I don't defend Jeb Bush because I don't love him that much, but he said last week people need to work more, and what he was meaning was that people need to work full-time jobs, and he's right. I mean, you're going to have a lot of part-time labor in this country now.
But how brilliant is it of Starbucks to go?
Yeah, to turn it.
Turn it around.
To turn it and say, we're going to give the good guys people jobs.
Yep. All right, now let's try this on for size. Roberta.
What?
The Iranian and Western diplomats putting a nuclear deal together today.
Oh, great.
The reason that the United States was instrumental in doing this, putting the deal together, and making some of the pieces seem acceptable that to most people who think it through seem unacceptable, the reason we have been on the edge of this is because the Iranians said to us 5 months ago when this all started, we have an aging fleet of airplanes. The average age of our planes is 25 years. We haven't been able to buy any new planes since the sanctions began. Mm-hmm. If you guys help us put this deal together, we will give Boeing an order for 400 new planes.
So
how many planes that means? How many jobs? How much money in export that means to the United States? That's why.
And then we would take one of these planes and fly a bomb back over the United States.
So we're going to give them nuclear arms in order to give them planes.
No, we're not giving them nuclear arms. We're giving them planes instead of bombs. We're not giving them anything. They're going to buy the planes. They got plenty of dough.
No. What she's saying is that we're giving them the ability to make nuclear energy and hence, therefore, nuclear bombs in exchange for the ability to sell them planes.
I suppose you can look at it that way.
Do we sell our soul?
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Do we sell our souls? Yeah, we do.
Except that it won't be enough to make nuclear weapons. There's a huge difference between being
nuclear
able to create energy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, that's not what the Netanyahu thinks.
Well, yes, right, but he's been saying that for 30 years.
Yeah.
There's nothing new here, except the fact that Boeing's going to get an order for 400 planes.
Netanyahu's got his britches all in a twist right now.
Yeah, well, but how many?
Got this morning.
What's been Netanyahu going to say? I'm not buying any more Boeing planes from you. I'm going to buy them from the French.
You know what Netanyahu's doing today? He's playing a cut of Bill Clinton saying, announcing in the 90s the deal with North Korea to allow them to have nuclear energy and that they wouldn't have a bomb. And then look what happened.
They had a bomb.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. This is a nerve. I mean, I don't know.
It's about what you see. What's your soul? That's being. It's like Starbucks.
It doesn't give me warm and fuzzy. So
it's the same thing as Starbucks. They take manure and make something sweet out of it. That's what they've done. Starbucks is screwing its employees, but they make themselves out to be the heroes.
I'll be curious.
Same thing is true with this.
How many Starbucks full-time employees lose their full-time status or job altogether?
Yeah. Well, they just give them less hours. That's all they give.
Right. They just
Starbucks
them back
is
down
so good with the PR machine. I would doubt that you'll be able to find that.
But you know what? This is an not thought out. I was going to say unintended consequence of Obamacare. It's an unintended consequence of the health care, of the Affordable Health Care Act. You make it. You know, this is like the IRS. They come up with ways of plugging loopholes, and you got a smart accountant. Before the loophole is plugged, they got another way for you to basically do the same thing.
And I'm not so sure it was really unintended.
Well, that's another question, Richie. 888-302-3684. Opinions abound here. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. I've got an opinion. I've got a fact, in fact. An opinion and a fact.
Write it down, everybody.
An opinion and a fact.
Out comes the soapbox.
An opinion and a fact about Provia.
Yes.
My opinion is that most people who have thinning hair ought to be able to do something about it. The fact is that you can do something about it in many instances. Not all. Some people have a problem and they can't fix it. Provia is not going to fix every problem, but those of you who have hair that's thinning in certain parts of your head and don't have male pattern baldness, women who've now started losing their hair more and more, men, this is something that you try, you like, or you get your money back. You get your hair back, or you get your money back. Call 800-525-8319 for Provia, which is a natural hair thinning treatment. It cleanses your scalp, cleanses the pores, takes care of that problem which exists when the follicles of hair under your scalp can't get through, so they can't, your hair falls out, which is what everybody, all our hair falls out, but new hair grows in if you got a healthy scalp. So this is a way for you to have a healthy, clean scalp and say goodbye to the embarrassment of thinning hair. 800-525-8319. Isn't that a great message? Very hopeful. It's cool. And by the way, when you mention Doug Steffen, when you call 800-525-8319, they'll send you not only the regular Provia, but they'll send you a bottle of Provia Super Concentrate, make it work faster for you, and you get free shipping as well. All of these things wrapped in together, get your hair back or your
money back.
800, thank you, Richie. 525-8319.
Need a tractor for tough jobs? Do more for less with a Kubota L-Series compact tractor. Forged from our proven design and highest quality materials, Kubota has been committed to building the industry's best compact tractors for decades. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. That's value. That's Kubota. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about chrome fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples Copy and Print, we will match any competitor's quote. Plus, we have 110% price match guarantee.
Price match covers items sold by retailers operating stores and online under the same brand or sold and shipped directly by Amazon.com. Orders must be identical, valid through 9/19/15. See store staples.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Dine Equity. Summer is the perfect time to indulge with family and friends. Applebee's is hosting Taste the Change Day to pique your appetite. Free sampler plates of the new Sriracha Shrimp and Churro S'mores appetizers will be served nationwide on July 21st. Nearly 2,000 restaurants will participate, celebrating 35 years of America's largest casual dining chain with no purchase necessary. Applebee's is updating Bar and Grill classics throughout the menu, has renovated its restaurants, and evolved the iconic brand. Julia Stewart is the CEO of Dine Equity.
We put our new items to the test in New York, and people who hadn't tried us in a while were blown away at how we've improved our food. Now we're giving guests around the country the same opportunity, and we're confident they will agree. Our new food and drinks are fantastic.
The free sampling will be available to dine-in guests all day, with an expected 2 million free appetizers being served. Other new items will also be offered at low sampler prices. For more, visit Applebee's.com.
Jen Jen.
Doug Aruni.
David Letterman went to San Antonio to visit with his pals Martin Short and Steve Martin.
He did.
Are they about to do the Three Amigos? No, those are the Three Amigos, right?
No.
Two Amigos.
You need Chevy Chase.
Oh, right. Chevy Chase. That's it. Okay. All right. So what happened? There was a value. It looks to me like not much, frankly. But
David Letterman has been sitting at home, and so he put all of his energy into writing a top 10 list about Donald Trump. And from what I hear, pretty weak. A lot of attacks on
Trump. Okay, here we go. Number 10. That thing on his head was the gopher in Caddyshack. Number 9, during sex, Donald Trump calls out his own name.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Maybe Trump. He's lost his mark a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about Comic-Con. Comic-Con going on in San Diego this past weekend, and that means lots of panels about your favorite TV shows. One of my favorite TV shows is Once Upon a Time, and a nice little tease for what's coming ahead on that on the next season of that show. Merida from Brave will appear in the fifth season of ABC's Once Upon a Time. This just following an arc with Elsa and Anna from Frozen. The Characters Edition was announced at Comic-Con. Once Upon a Time Season 5 will premiere on September 27th. Were you ooing, Rich?
Yeah, Merida from the, my daughter loves that character. Yeah. First one.
All right, what about Roberta's cousin, Peter Facinelli? What's he doing?
Yes, he was all over the big Comic-Con.
Oh,
he's joining the cast of Supergirl as Maxwell Lord. I've heard a lot about Supergirl. It was getting a big push at Comic-Con. And this show will be about this woman who starts, you know, becoming a wallflower. She becomes Supergirl. So now Peter Facinelli will be there. Callista Flockhart's in the cast as well. Melissa Benoist is Supergirl.
So is he Superboy? What is he doing?
What is he doing?
Super-cuz?
Superboy?
Super-cuz.
He's going to be Maxwell Lord.
51 after.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Time now on the Good Day program for us to overview what's going on in the world of medicine, and I don't know anybody better who's more on top of the information than Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a cardiologist, practices at Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. New drugs available are singular, I guess, Ken, for heart failure. This would, I guess I'd want to know more about how this works. I love the name Entresto. There's always an interesting name that comes with these new drugs. What does this do and what does it address?
Big news. There's not often a brand new class of medications to treat heart failure, but we have that this week. Heart failure, Doug, it's a common condition. It affects about 5.1 million people in America. It's a condition in which the heart cannot pump enough blood to meet the body's needs. Heart failure is generally worsening over time as the heart's pumping action grows weaker. The leading cause of heart failure are diseases that damage the heart, such as heart attacks and high blood pressure. Heart failure is a leading cause of death and disability in adults. Entresto, which is the name of the new drug, it reduces the rate of cardiovascular death and hospitalization. It's from Novartis. It costs about $12 a day, and Novartis is going to get this from the insurance companies because they guarantee the insurance companies that it's going to decrease the number of hospitalizations things for patients. And this is the number one cost of hospitalization in America, heart failure.
So it's good for their business.
It's good for everybody.
Yeah. All right. Medicare is going to pay doctors to counsel patients about the end of their life or the care that's available. This is a turnabout for an idea that has certainly sparked a lot of conversation about so-called death panels, Ken.
Exactly. News out of Washington, D.C. from CMS, Medicare has announced it plans to pay doctors to counsel patients about end-of-life care, the same idea that sparked accusations of death panels and fanned the furor around President Obama's health care law 6 years ago. The policy change is to take place January 1st, 2016. Counseling would be entirely voluntarily for patients. The counseling aims to determine the type of treatment patients want in their last days, with options ranging from care that's more focused on comfort than extending life to all-out medical efforts to resuscitate a dying patient. I think this is a good thing. I've been having these conversations with patients for 30 years, and I think they're helpful. They're not always easy for the doctor or for the patient, but now we're actually going to get paid to do this.
All right. Here's something that deals with a couple of interests of ours. Healthier arteries, breastfeeding, is this good for the mother and the child? What's the connection here?
Well, surprise. Breastfeeding may be not only good for the child, but good for mom. This is out of Obstetrics and Gynecology Medical Journal this week, Doug. Young women who breastfeed may have healthier looking arteries years later compared to those who bottle feed their babies. Those who breastfeed for 10 months or longer have the clearest arteries. Breastfeeding may be beneficial through effects on body weight and even more so on blood pressure. When a woman breastfeeds, the body releases the hormone oxytocin, which is linked to lower blood pressure.
All right. So let's tie that to our message about super beets. We have the Good Day Health Heart Challenge going on now. A free box of Neo 40s with anybody who calls in to take the challenge, which all of us here on the program are doing. Connected to Super Beets, a product that really gets at the root of getting blood and all kinds of nutrition, nourishment to our body, right?
Exactly. Love this product. Use this product. Families on this product. In 1988, Doug, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body. And by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. Think of it as a key to the circulation system. It just allows it to open up. As a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body healthy, to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's disease. So I'm so excited because I finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in the body.
Join the Heart Health Challenge. Call 800-655-4183 or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com. Call and talk to somebody who can explain it even more thoroughly than we have. You get all kinds of free help. Join all of us here that are using Super Beats and also this Neo 40. 800-655-4183. Take Ken's advice and check out Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.